Thank you, William. Thank you. Ah, brothers and sisters, if you will indulge me for just a moment, I'd like to start out by telling you something about myself that you may not know. Ever since high school, it's been a dream of mine to sing backup in a rock band. And my top two choices were Asia and Toto. And if you don't know who that is, look it up when you get home and listen to them. And if you do know who it is, look it up and listen to them. It's worth it. I'm not really sure how it all happened. Somehow I wandered into this service, and I saw the band, and I thought, hey, maybe this is my chance. And bonus, it's a Christian band, right? I tried it for a while, and somehow it just didn't click right then, right? A year or so later, my family started attending this service without me because because I was over in the sanctuary choir, and that was where I belonged. Then Anik, who sang with the band, and as a matter of fact, one of the songs that we're singing today still has her name on the piece of music where she is supposed to sing the part. Anik passed away unexpectedly. And it was an awful time. And it left a hole in our hearts, and it left Brent and the band without a female voice. So Brent came to me and asked me if I would be willing to sing with the band. And I said, you know, I loved singing in the sanctuary choir. So I told Brent, I said, well, I'm willing to do it. Brent's heard this 100 times. I'm willing to do it for a couple of months, and that's it. And how many years later?
Your notebook's gotten a lot bigger.
I'm still here. Because this is where I belong now. You are my family. And it looks like the road ahead of us might be a little bumpy and uncertain right now. And, you know, sometimes change can make us scared, certainly. It can make us angry. And it can make us sad. But we have each other. We're going to go through this. We get to go through this together. William's retiring. The task force has recommended ending the celebration service. But I invite you to look beyond those statements with me. I look to the example of Jesus. When he died for us on the cross, it was not the end. I imagine many of his followers were disheartened and maybe thought, maybe this is the end. Maybe it's over. What they learned was it wasn't a throwing away. It wasn't the end, but an opportunity for a resurrection. I hold hope in my heart for the prospect of reconstituting a service that will serve its members and the community for years to come. I hold hope for reaching out to our brothers and sisters who need a place to belong. I hold hope for ways to further the kingdom of God in this place. Let's walk this journey together and see where our God and our faith leads us together.